Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up,
this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Friday's show. Morning's video.
Morning.
All right, Chris Stapleton coming in later. That'll be fun. I want to play a voicemail. Brianne from Denver.
Good morning, studio. I just watched Holiday Harmony over the break and really loved it. And I thought Amy did an amazing job. And so I'm curious, what acting gigs does Amy plan on doing for 2024? Love the show. Thank you guys for all you do.
Weren't you going to classes?
I know. I was taking acting lessons and doing improv, and all that was fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I started to get in my head of like, what am I doing? This is stupid. So I think I entered that stuff sort of on a high of like, that was so fun. I really enjoyed it. And then the more time I had away from it, the more I felt like, this is not my lane. Who do I think I am?
You get to have whatever
negative
lane you create.
I know. I'm not saying my thoughts are healthy and right and I should think that way. That's just the honest truth of like, I just started to have doubts about
I think it's okay to have doubts. It's okay to have doubts.
And my challenge to myself actually was just to audition, even if I get rejected.
Have you done that?
No, because I think that's I suppose put that back on the table. And
why would you not? Right. Don't let fear of it not working out keep you from doing it.
I don't know what crept up. I don't know.
No,
I
mean, natural human insecurities. We all have them.
I'm going to go do some more improv again.
I think what would be best for you is just find something to audition for, period.
Yeah.
Even if you're not perfect for it, just go audition. The more you do that, the better you get at it.
If you do a play, we'll all go and support you.
We sure will.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
But I think, we'll just see what is available.
Especially if it's Cats.
Finding an audition.
Yeah. Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, that'd be good. Oh.
But thank you.
Here's Jessica from Wichita.
I've been listening for 15 years. Long-time listener. I just wanted to ask, what would you recommend saying for any kind of termination on a job resume when a new employer is asking why you left your previous job? It was a politically bad environment, and it was nothing to do with my work ethic. Just looking for some tips. Thanks.
I mean, really what I would say is I just needed a new challenge. They're probably not going to call and go, were they fired? Maybe. But mostly no. I can tell you I've not called many folks. I can always tell. And if they're on, I'm like, I like them. Let's go in a little deeper. I almost don't even care. I would ask, hey, how about this job? How about this job? What'd you learn here? And if I am like, why? What? I don't even know if people got fired for the most part. You don't put it. But if they do, I would just say, I started to feel burnt out there and I felt like I needed a new challenge. That's what I would say. And if like, so were you fired? I'd be like, what?
Huh?
Who?
Huh?
I just don't feel it's going to be a thing. And then you could say, if they're like, no, if he pushes it, it says here that you've been, we called, I said you were terminated. Be like, that's so weird they say that, because I felt like I left on my own accord.
Wow.
Yeah, so I would do.
Okay.
But I wouldn't volunteer that information. And then if they say, no, that's not true, then just go, liar, liar. That's it. Eventually he's going to stop, or they're going to stop challenging you. You know?
Yeah.
That's all I do. All right, let's go around the room here and do our big news story of the day. Your most interesting story. Let's go to Lunchbox first. Lunchbox.
Listen, guys, I was all excited. I thought I had cracked the lottery. They revealed the most drawn numbers when you do the Powerball and the Mega Millions. Number 17, 7, 11, 2, 3, and 9 are the balls that pop up the most. The least drawn are 33, 15, 34, 31, 26.
Write all these down. Start over. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
All those numbers.
It's like when you read a phone number in a commercial. I hate reading phone numbers in commercials because nobody's going to remember it.
Nobody.
Like a website works, or hey, Google this. But like this story of Lunchbox, 4, 2, 2, 6.
Yeah. So I thought I cracked the lottery. Mm-hmm. And I was all excited to share it with you guys.
But you cracked it. It's a news story. I guess they would have cracked
it. Well, these are the Australian numbers. They didn't reveal the American
numbers. It's the other side of the world.
But even then, if they reveal the numbers, there has to be numbers that win more than others. But it doesn't mean it's frequent.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they tell me the American numbers?
Probably because it's the Australian site.
New York Post.
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Australian balls and American balls?
Yeah, Australian balls shoot down through the hole. And American balls come up.
Because right. I started reading it.
The toilets go opposite directions too. Right, right. Yeah.
I started getting excited, like, oh my gosh. And then I just disappointed.
All right, Amy, what do you have?
Well, there's this whole article about whether or not we should be tipping baristas when we get coffee.
The answer is no.
And they shared in the article, a rule of thumb is that you should tip $1 for every drink that is ordered. So if you get one cup, $1. If you're getting two, $2. And if your drink is complicated, like, I want a non-fat mocha whip with half sprinkles on the side, mm-hmm. You tip more.
Are they saying you should put cash in a cup? Or
even if it's just on the digital, like if you're adding a tip, but
that's what etiquette says. If you're ordering coffee, it's $1 a coffee.
And if just pay attention, if you have to explain things and your order's a little more complicated, you can add extra.
You don't like that?
No, absolutely not.
It's not a rule though.
Every drink you order, so every time I go to McDonald's, hey, I want two Cokes. That's $2 tip.
She's talking about coffee.
Barista.
What's the difference?
Barista.
Coffee.
She's literally talking about baristas.
I am asking you, what's the difference? They're pouring
coffee.
You know
when she has a story about people that are making
coffee. Because Coke, they're going over to the machine. Shh.
As a coffee, what are they doing?
No.
Okay, cool.
You got to steam the milk and stuff.
More complicated than that.
Almost never go get coffee anymore.
So stupid.
I don't like coffee anyway. But my wife got us a coffee machine maker type thing.
A coffee maker?
It's not a coffee maker. I don't know how much coffee.
Espresso?
Do you tip her $1 every time she makes one?
Does it make a shot?
I make them.
Oh, then she better tip you. Dollar drink.
Well, regardless, what I'll do sometimes is I'll drink an espresso shot because I can just, I hate it. I hate the taste of it, but I'll do it, whatever. But it saved us so much money, I think, now, because we've used it for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I think instead of going to, like, Starbucks, we just use this at home. I think now we've caught up and we're even and making money.
Wow.
But I'll do a thing of espresso, and then I'll just put a bunch of, like, I put cereal in it sometimes.
Like espresso?
What?
No, hold on. So I can make, like, a cappuccino thing because it takes milk, goes, and then puts espresso in it.
Froths it.
Yeah, and it's like 3 inches tall, right? But it's got a little milk in it. And so I'm like a child, so I'll dump, like, Fruit Loops or something in it at home.
Or you're being efficient with time? You're getting your caffeine and your...
Just child. Because I've already eaten cereal that morning.
Okay. Does that taste good to you?
Yeah, it gives it a little sweetness. Mm. And then at the end, I eat all the Fruit Loops.
You're a child.
Let's go. All right, Eddie.
Okay, you remember when Ray came a couple years ago and told us that the cicadas are coming, they're going to invade, whatever?
Yeah, big year for cicadas.
Well, I'm scrolling through the news, and what do I see? Guys, he's right. The cicadas...
No, he's not right. He said this 3 years ago.
Well, apparently they show up in different regions, and this year is our region. There's a whole map that came out. They said these cicadas...
They're on tour? It's like Chesney?
Yeah. These cicadas have been in the ground for 17 years, and this is the year they're going to all crawl out and come out onto Tennessee. It says here, Illinois, Tennessee, Arkansas, and most of the Southeast is going to get these cicadas. And they says in this article...
You know, we started watching Monarch... Monarch Godzilla, the Legacy of Monsters... We had finished Boy Swallows Universe, And we like to have a show at all times that we go to. It's just the show we're in the middle of. And she says, Kurt Russell and his son are both in this show. And I was like, yeah. What's that mean? She goes, I don't know. I heard on a podcast. She said, it's supposed to be good. And so we put it on. And she goes, oh, it's Godzilla. And I was like, is it new? So we watch. It's got like 90% Rotten Tomatoes. So we watch it. And it starts out, John Goodman. Mike, have you watched it?
Yeah.
And we've only been through 1.5 episodes. And there's a little bizarreness to it. But it's good. Like, it's Godzilla, but it's still good.
Okay.
That's what they did. They're like, Godzilla!
Okay.
Yeah. So, but Godzilla, like, there's other creatures too.
Like cicadas?
That's what made me think about it, because there's this huge spider at the beginning of it.
Yeah.
They're called like titans or something. Yeah, it's oddly like not goofy.
And it's called Monarch?
It's called Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, and we're watching it on Apple TV. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then Boy Swallows Universe, like I said, it was really good. All right, thank you for that. Finally, a school removed its bathroom mirrors to stop kids from making TikToks.
Huh. Yeah.
It's not cool, man.
A middle school in North Carolina removed all the bathroom mirrors because kids were asking to go to the bathroom and using the mirrors to film TikToks. Some were asking to use the bathroom up to 9 times a day.
Wow. Yeah.
But I mean, will that actually get kids to stop, or will they just turn the phone around?
Right.
And also, removing the mirrors, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, how do you do your hair?
Exactly. Yes. What if your school took out the mirrors?
I would be super bummed. Like, if I was in high school and the mirrors were gone. But I think they do like to look at themselves. But you're right. If you turn the phone around, they can see themselves doing it.
What if you just ban phones at school?
Because that's how they do the TikToks.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
I don't know. I feel bad for these kids. They got their mirrors. But, well, of course, kids are going to try to do that. We used to go to the bathroom, but not for TikTok. We used to go to the bathroom to kill time.
Hang out.
Yeah.
Smoke.
Well, that's what I didn't.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Okay, Molly Crew. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa, whoa, Bobby Bones. I'm upset and I want to know if I'm being unfair. I'm a Lions fan. And my wife's friend scheduled a baby shower this Sunday on NFL Championship weekend. I don't even know this lady. She's a coworker of my wife's. She says we're all good friends, but a good friend wouldn't schedule a baby shower during a game. It could have been at noon, been done by 2, but nope, 4 to 7. I told my wife I don't and won't go because I need to be home to watch the game. Now my wife isn't talking to me because she says I was acting like a child, all because I don't want to miss a dumb game. Am I out of line here? Signed, lifelong Lions fan. Listen, if it were just a regular season game, there are just so many levels to this. If it were just a regular season game, I would say just watch a little bit. Watch on your phone. Sneak it. Watch it on your phone if it's very important to your wife. If it's a playoff game and it's your favorite team, I would say, man, your wife's got to know. But if you're a Lions fan...
This is historical.
This is yeah. This is really such a big deal for Lions fans because this doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm not even the biggest football person, and I can understand this and the desire to be able to watch the game. And also, it's a baby shower.
Yeah, somebody you don't even know.
Yeah, and I guess
your wife just wants you to be with her. It's more about her.
Yeah, but baby showers are usually for chicks.
Right.
Dudes don't go to baby showers.
But they do sometimes.
But those are the lame ones. Those are people that are...
But he's still expected to go.
Tell her that he can act like a child, she's acting like a child, and I'll see you on Sunday when you get back. Period.
I definitely understand, especially being a Lions fan. The first time I was ever invited to be on the CMA Awards, as in like a presenter, the Cubs were playing Game 7 of the World Series. I skipped being a presenter to stay home and watch the game.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so crazy. I was like, this is more important to me. If you have a team that you're diehard for and they never... That's the thing about the Cubs. They hadn't won a World Series since 1908.
Historical.
Right. Man, maybe divorce.
No.
They're not going to get divorced, but man, he needs to hold it.
You can't. Yeah, you can't let this one go.
He needs to do it.
It's going to be a big fight, but it's worth it. This is one. Explain to her calmly. Hopefully she understands. And I don't always say there's no room for negotiation. There's not a real room for negotiation. Unless the negotiation is, I'm going to stay home and do this, and I'll give you something on the backside that's not the baby shower. Right. But I'm not going to the baby shower.
It's weird, too, that his wife doesn't understand how important this is to him.
Yeah.
Because, like, my wife understands. Like, even if it's a regular Cowboys game, she's just like, hey, I did this, and it's okay if you say no, but I can you miss the game? Because she knows it's important. It's just shocking to me that she doesn't know that.
Well, my wife will know the difference, too, in Arkansas basketball conference games and non-conference. She'll go, hey, I know it's not a conference game, so if there's any way you could do this for the first half of the game. And I'll be like, she goes, it's not a conference. I looked. It's not a conference game.
Yeah.
And they're favored by 11, so I think they'll be okay for the first half. Like, she definitely gets in that research.
She understands.
Yeah. That's if you were a Chiefs fan, I would say watch it on your phone and go to the baby shower. Because Chiefs are there all the time.
Oh.
It's their sixth year in a row. You know, whatever it is in the AFC Championship. So I would say, but the Lions never get to do this.
I mean, are other men that are invited to this going to be Lions fans?
Probably not, unless they're Michigan.
So. Okay, I was just thinking, like, maybe y'all could all get hang COVID. Out together in a different
room. Do people still get COVID?
I don't know.
Get well. Get COVID. Good luck with that. I'd stand firm on this one. All right, thank you. That is the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We'll go around the room in just a second and do Fun Fact Friday. But I found one that's interesting. I don't know that it's fun because it's a little bit like, oof. So I'll share that before we get to the fun part. Gilligan's Island, you guys familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. There's an American flag flying at half-mast in the background of one of the shots in the opening credits for that first season. And people have always wondered why there was an American flag flying at half-mast. It's because they filmed it right after JFK was shot in 1963.
Wow.
And they didn't notice. And it was still in when they made the cut. You see that. See, that's not that fun.
But that's really cool.
But that's great. Yeah. I don't say
next time I watch the show, I'm going to look for that.
Only season one, though.
Okay.
Wow. The rest of the seasons, they realize we should probably not have the flag at half-mast during the opening. All right, let's go. Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! All right, I'll start us and end us. The most popular song in the history of Norway is a song that you'll probably know. It's by Nazareth. It's called Love Hurts.
Love Hurts.
You ever heard this?
Yeah.
It was number one for 61 straight weeks.
Wow.
Which is over a year. The number one song for 61 straight weeks. Here in America, it was never number one. It got to top 10. But for over a year, it was number one.
They love that song over there, huh?
Ooh, love hurts.
A lot of money, huh?
Hey. Norway.
Yeah. You get paid for that? I mean,
yeah, not like here. Oh. Small country. Yeah.
Norway.
Amy?
So a BMW dealership in New Zealand ran an ad on April Fool's Day that offered to give the first person to walk in a free car.
Okay.
First one that walked in.
And it's an April Fool's joke.
It was April Fool's, so a lot of people just dismissed it as a joke. So this one woman, Tiana Marsh, she figured, well, why not? And she walked in, and she walked away with a brand new BMW car.
Wait, it wasn't like a...
So it wasn't a joke?
Toy?
No, like an actual car, yeah. A BMW 1 Series.
So they literally... I'm surprised even people weren't even lined up outside just in case. But because it was on April Fool's Day, nobody believed it?
Yeah.
So they reversed the April Fool's?
Wow, that's kind of mean.
I don't know if mean's the word, because you got a free car.
Well, I mean...
fooled all of us
also,
on April Fool's.
The thing here is, like, why not? If you see something, go ahead and try to go for it, just in case.
There was a woman who did a contest. She worked at a Hooters, and she won a free Toyota. And so when once she did the contest, I forget what it was, he gave her the free Toyota, but it's a Toyota at all. Toyota.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah,
so she
that's
sued
right.
him.
Yeah.
That's I was thinking of the Toyota.
Messed up.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Lunchbox, what do you have?
One of my favorite artists of all time, Piero Manzoni. Back in 1961, he's from Italy.
You're a big Piero guy.
Yeah, big Piero guy. He decided to sell 90 tin cans filled with his poop.
Oh.
And he called it artist stuff. And since then, a lot of them have exploded because of decomposition.
Oh.
So now the ones that are remaining are worth about $100,000 each.
Whoa.
Oh.
Well.
That explodes if you put it in a can?
How do you get in a can?
Oh, you got to actually do it in the can.
But I mean, it's a pop top?
I don't know.
He says 90 tin cans filled with his poop.
That's disgusting.
And people bought it.
Yeah. Eddie?
Don't let anyone tell you that you're not rich because we all have gold in our bodies. We have like around 0.2 milligrams of gold living in our bodies.
It's a lot of killing to get that 1 gram of gold, though.
It's like 0.2. Yeah. I think it's like really, really tiny, the size like of a little tiny BB, but it's mostly in our blood. That's pretty cool, man.
Mm, got it.
Morgan. We're all golden.
Well, people started wearing pajamas, originally spelled pie-jamas, instead of nightgowns, so they'd be prepared to run outside in public during World War I air raids and London.
Really? Mm-hmm. So pants, so you could run.
Yeah, so like you weren't in a nightgown.
Yeah, that's what the issue I have in my nightgown now is I can't really, I'm not that mobile in it.
Oh, dude, because men, man. Yeah. Or
men and women all used to wear nightgowns.
Yeah. What do you mean used to? And I'll wrap it up with this. If you wanted to climb Mount Everest, which I don't, but a lot of people do, it's the biggest, you know, peak in the world. For travel, permits, insurance, supplies, gear, and guides. If you do it as cheap as possible, it's over $30,000.
What?
Yeah, and if you do it with good guides and insurance, it's like $220,000. You're not just able to go up and just climb it.
And there's a chance you might die.
There's a chance you might die driving home today.
Okay, but this is like Mount Everest.
You know, I read this story too, and I think we need to fact check this. Moe's. Welcome to Moe's.
Yeah.
Southwest Grill. Apparently, they only play music inside of their stores about people that are dead. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
And I didn't use it because I didn't know if it was true or not. But I saw that because I used to go to Moe's all the time, especially when I first moved here. And they had the Coke machine with all the drinks on it.
Should we test this out? Like go to Moe's and sit there for like 20 minutes to see what they play?
Only plays music inside of their stores by people who are dead.
Weird.
If anybody goes by a Moe's, just stop by and see.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this girl is really inspiring because she's a second grader. She gets her allowance, and instead of spending it on herself, she is helping the homeless in her community. Her name is Davini, and she made 100 bags to pass out to homeless people, goodie bags. And she went to the store with her allowance,
that's
her
awesome.
Money.
Second grader.
Yeah.
So her cool. own money.
That's yeah. amazing. She also realized, like, hey, I need a lot of supplies. I'd like to do 100. And as a second grader, it's not like she has unlimited funds. So she also made a video asking family and friends to donate stuff to her goodie bags. And so she was able to collect so many things.
Does this make you guys jealous that your kids don't do stuff like this?
That they don't think about stuff like that. Like, it's not even close to what they're thinking about. Like, I tell one of them, I'm like, hey, do you want to buy, like, your brothers? You're at the store. Like, do you want to buy them, like, something? And like, no. Their own money.
What about you?
Yeah, my daughter actually said the other day when we were driving by, we saw a homeless man, and she was like, I'm going to start keeping things in my car, because she can drive now. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm going to start keeping things in my car to hand out. And
you I say, thought, do one better.
That's great.
Tell them to get in. Bring them home.
No.
Oh. Give me your car.
That's risky, man.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Oh. I'll leave that to me.
Yeah, you've done that before. Yeah. All right, there you go. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Oh yeah, easy trivia. The easiest trivia game in all the land. Lunchbox is the reigning champ. He's got the tiara. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
The first category, nobody can go home. The category's famous duos. Easy trivia.
Yeah.
What two members make up the Raging Idiots?
Bobby and Eddie.
Correct. Eddie, Timon and Pumbaa are from what movie?
The Lion King.
Correct. Morgan, Bert and Ernie are from what children's show? You can't miss it, so it doesn't matter.
Elmo.
No, Sesame Street. Yeah. Amy, what country duo released Cruise?
Florida Georgia Line.
Correct. Okay, now Morgan, if you miss the next one, you
have to go home. Yeah.
If you miss it, you hear this sound?
You've been boned.
Eddie 3, Morgan 2, Lunchbox 2, Amy 2. Plan to 5. X marks the spot. Lunchbox, you're up first.
Yeah.
What is the name of a picture that shows your bones?
An x-ray.
Correct. Eddie, easy trivia. The social media platform Twitter now goes by is called?
X.
Correct. Morgan, what is the shortened form of the word Christmas?
Xmas.
Correct. Amy, who is the host of MTV's Pimp My Ride?
What?
X. There ain't no way.
Oh my God. What? X. Okay.
Did you ever watch Pimp My Ride?
That was a great show.
Apparently not. Ecstasy.
Whoa. Whoa.
Chill out. Somebody's name is X. Excalibur. X. X. What? I'm not going out on this. Ride X. X Ride.
You've been boo.
What?
Scuba, do you know it?
What?
Dude, X to the Z exhibit.
Yeah, exhibit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You knew that?
You
didn't watch that show? Uh-huh. Nobody did?
Just an honest question as the deliverer of those.
I feel like that was hard.
A little bit out of the category. Like, what's Twitter called now? X. Okay.
X-ray.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes it falls in a weird way.
Yeah, normally.
You get harder ones. Sometimes you get the easy ones, they get the harder ones.
Yeah, true.
Is Pimp My Ride like the house one too? Pimp My House?
No, that's that one? Cribs.
Got it.
Exhibit.
Exhibit. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I forgot.
Did you bone her?
Yes, I got boned.
Double boner.
You've been boned.
Amy, I'm sorry.
That's right.
All right, three people remain. Cartoon catchphrases.
Surely there was like a Roman numeral.
Yellow card.
Left. Oh, no.
Okay. Amy. That would be easier.
What is Bugs Bunny's famous catchphrase, Lunchbox?
His catchphrase? Mm-hmm.
Cartoon catchphrases.
He has a catchphrase.
Do you know it, Amy?
Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, don't say the answer.
He has a catchphrase?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know it, Amy?
Not yet.
Oh, okay, she doesn't
know.
It might come to me.
He has a catchphrase.
What is Bugs Bunny's famous catchphrase?
Oh, I know it. What's up, Doc?
That's it.
Wow. I'm not going to say what I was thinking, but wow.
What were you thinking?
That was so hard.
Which cartoon character says, that's all, folks?
That's Porky Pig.
Correct.
Oh, no.
Morgan, which character is known for yabba dabba doo?
Well, the Flintstones. Do you need me to be more specific?
Do you know which Flintstone?
It's the father. It's the dad.
I'll take the Flintstone. Fred Flintstone.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll take that. Okay, next up, languages.
Man.
Lunchbox.
Love language. What up?
Buenos dias. Is good morning in what language?
Spanish.
Correct. Au revoir is goodbye in what language, Eddie?
French.
Correct. Ciao can mean both hello and goodbye in what language, Morgan?
Ciao. I thought that was French. We're not going to have the same answer twice. Ciao. Ciao, Bella. Is it, is it Greek? Is it, I don't know. Greek? Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bella. I think it's Greek. Can't be French. Greek.
Boner.
You've been boned.
Italian.
Because Bella is Italian.
Yeah, when she said it, I was like, oh, she's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to Olive Garden. And then.
It's all Greek to me, okay?
Two people remain. Lunchbox versus Eddie.
Focus, focus.
The category is American history. Lunchbox, how do you feel about that category?
Man, I didn't really pay attention to that in school. You know, I guess it was interesting. I have no idea.
The Union and the Confederacy fought each other in what war?
Civil War.
Correct?
You did pay attention.
Eddie, what president was said to not be able to tell a lie? I will not tell a lie. I cannot tell a lie.
Oh, well, that's Honest Abe.
That's incorrect. You're done. Out.
You've been booed.
I can't tell a lie. I didn't chop down the cherry tree. George Washington.
Oh. That was his catchphrase?
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell a lie.
My goodness.
Much
luck
you win. Nice job, buddy.
Let's go.
Boy, you just popped in there, man.
I would go and say thanks. And they stay there.
Abe wasn't the only one to be honest ever, right?
Well, like, but then why is he called Abe? Honest Abe?
Because he also was honest. But George Washington, they... What?
I mean, do we really trust people that proclaim to be so honest all the time?
No, he didn't name himself.
Here we go.
Well, George Washington said he could never tell a lie.
Well, they asked him, who chopped down the cherry tree? He said, I cannot tell a lie. I did not. I did chop down
but
the cherry
tree.
But
I bet he lied
at some point. He did chop it down?
Yeah.
Oh.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
So, what is a cherry tree?
Dude, it's old, so I don't know.
It's a long time ago, man.
I don't know. I wasn't around. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's shout out Lunchbox, Exhibit, George Washington, Honest Abe.
Shout out.
You guys are real. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao,
Lunchbox with 3 points now in the lead with Eddie.
Oh, no.
Until next week. All right, there you go. Easy trivia. Nice job, guys. On the phone now, we have Joel in Virginia. Joel, what's up, buddy?
You were talking about a bunch of clutter you had on your desk and you were trying to get rid of some of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, do you want it?
I think that's
you just stopped. He just stopped talking. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You said you were just going to give it away.
Yeah. So, would you like a backpack full of University of Cincinnati or like really cool gear, but it's all medium sized? Or who signed the white helmet?
Ryan
Blaney?
That's Ryan Blaney.
Or a Ryan Blaney signed NASCAR small plastic helmet?
He's 2023 champion.
Yep.
He wrote that on.
Oh, I would definitely do the NASCAR helmet.
Okay,
it's cool. Tiny.
I'll send it to you, but in exchange, you have to do one nice thing for somebody else that they don't expect. It doesn't matter what it is, but they don't expect, and you just show up and you're like an angel.
I can do that.
Okay, cool. All right, well, Ray, put him on. We'll get his address, and we'll send him this Ryan Blaney helmet.
And we're trusting that he does that, right?
I guess so.
I love it. I mean, just say, I'm going to do it. Okay, cool.
And if he ever does something that's cool, he can call us back and tell us.
Cool.
But maybe we can, this will be seeds that we plant that grow for somebody else that eventually that forest comes back and repays everyone.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's nice.
I just made all that up.
Sounds cool, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Have you heard of scruffy hospitality?
No.
Okay, it's when you're having people over, but you don't pre-clean or do anything. You just invite them into your lived-in home. So
I like that.
Yeah.
That's what Lunchbox does.
Yeah.
That's what we should all be doing.
Really?
Because sometimes it's, I feel like we got to clean, like extra clean because we have company. And I'm like, the company's Eddie.
Right. Oh, you guys clean for me when I
feel I
come
like
over?
We should dirty it more because it's Eddie coming over.
Because I'm going to dirty
but
it.
But it's like people that come over all the time. It's like they know how we live.
Yeah.
Scruffy hospitality is this. Next time company's coming over, just leave the dishes in the sink. Don't pick up and hide things that are lying around. Show that your home is lived
dishes.
In.
Do the dishes.
Yeah, pick up a little bit.
But it's not like go the extra mile cleaner than it ever is at its best.
Okay, well, they say invite them into your life, not your house.
Depends who it is. But I hear you. But that's a funny name. And it's much easier than just being, than saying, we're just going to be dirty today.
Mm-hmm.
Scruffy hospitality. All right, what else?
So women's tears can reduce male aggression. So next time you're feeling, I don't know, all worked up, maybe if you're angry because Arkansas loses, it was a really bad game.
You said
game.
Women's tears.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to your wife and have her tears and then sniff them.
Make her cry?
are saving
say really
tears.
Mean things to her.
You can actually...
When I'm feeling bad, hurt her so I feel better.
What? Okay, so for the study, researchers collected tears as they rolled down women's faces. They were produced by watching a sad movie. So you could have Caitlin watch a sad movie and then collect her tears. And then they had men play a really infuriating video game and it got them all worked up. And then they had two groups. One that was sniffing saline and another that was sniffing women's tears.
This is a bizarre experiment.
I know. But the ones that sniffed the tears.
Like somebody made this experiment just so they could get their jollies. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like.
Hey, I'm just saying our tears are powerful.
Okay.
And maybe you just get a little whiff next time you're mad.
I know guys, I'm not friends with them, but I know guys who are creepy and they like to sniff girls' hair.
Mm. I know someone that works on this show that used to do that.
But like they would do it as a thing.
Oh yeah, wait, who was that?
Ray.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
I forgot.
That was like their thing.
They'd before be, he was married. Guys.
They'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, you gave that up?
Sniff girl's hair. Ray?
Yeah, that was 10 years ago, guys.
Yeah.
He's changed.
You gave that up.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, all right.
So if you're having trouble falling asleep at night, try brushing your teeth earlier because any activity right before bed can kind of wake you up and tell your body that it's not time to sleep yet. So they're saying brush your teeth 30 minutes to an hour before bed.
I like the clean mouth feel, though, when I go to bed.
Well, but is 30 minutes to an hour going to make a difference?
Yeah.
For your clean mouth feel?
For clean mouth feel, yes.
Oh, okay.
30 minutes after you brush your teeth, you're back to normal mouth feel. I like clean mouth feel. My toothbrush now has a timer on it, and if you don't go for 2 minutes, it gives you a sad face. It makes I'm such a loser when I hit sad face.
But why? Two
why don't
minutes?
You just go the whole time then?
Sometimes I'm just like...
You're in a hurry.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't...
You're over it.
Like, 2 minutes, this sucks. And then I'm like, surely it's been 2 minutes by now. And I turn it off and I look at it, it's got a sad face and I feel judged as crap.
I've had 2 minutes, feels like a long time.
It does. Forever.
It's like when they say wash your hands and sing the happy birthday song. I'm like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, listen,
oh, I saw this other article about like the top gross things we do as humans that are way more common than you think. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of people that say they just wash their hands in the bathroom with water only. No
Lunchbox
soap.
Does that.
Shout
why?
Out.
If you're going to take the time to get your hands wet and put them under there, why are you not? Why aren't you adding soap?
That's a good point. Maybe there isn't soap or like there's... We were in the bathroom the other day, Eddie and I were, and he's washing his hands and he goes, you can have some room next to me. It's a small sink. And I'm like, no, because that sink doesn't have hot water. So I went to the sink in the kitchen. So, but Eddie was washing his hands, but it was with cold water.
Yeah, is that not the same?
I thought you were about to say Eddie was all lathered up washing his hands and you're, you
he
stuck
gave
your
some
hands
soap.
In. Yeah, and
we
you were like,
rub
can
our
I
hands
get
together?
Some of that soap?
We've done worse.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Her name's Gloria White. She's lived in the same place in Kansas City, same house for 56 years. And she's getting older. Her husband passed away. She's in a wheelchair and she needs some work done around her house. Thing is, she can't do it. And it's not like she's got a bunch of money. So she called Rebuilding Together Kansas City, a nonprofit known for fixing up spaces for people that they're unsafe so they can age in place and age in a comfortable house that they've been living in. And so, you know, they made some of the modifications, but it was an extensive project. There was sewage leaking. And so they were like, I wonder what's up. And so they get Travis Kelce and his foundation, 87 and Running Foundation, and they came and paid for all the home repairs.
Wow.
Pretty cool. So she's 87 years old and her house is all good.
87.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe she's not 87. Maybe I know that's his number, but maybe I just made that up.
Maybe. But that would be cool. Just keep it. It's a good part of the story.
Yeah, she's 87. His number is 87.
Wow.
So it worked out.
But it's also great, too, that there's organizations like that, because I didn't think about how elderly people, if they've been in their home and for a very long time, they're giving them the repair so they can stay there and age comfortably, like you were saying, instead of having to like up and go somewhere else, because that's expensive.
Nice job, Travis Kelce. Seems like everything's coming up grand for you.
Working out.
That's right.
Pretty nice.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We're talking about the movies nominated for the Oscar for Best Pictures, and one's called The Holdovers. And when I read it, I was like, it's a comedy. And I started to watch it. I kept waiting for the laughs. And there aren't a lot of laughs. And we were talking about it. I said that. But Mike said, it's a comedy. So I don't think Lunchbox heard me say it doesn't feel like a comedy. But you heard Mike say it was a comedy?
Mike said, that movie's funny.
There are some funny parts to
okay,
it.
Okay, so I'm thinking this is a comedy, like hilarious. And I'm thinking Movie Mike is a movie reviewer,
right? You heard
right?
us say it's like a...
No. But when he says, that movie's funny, like... That is him saying, when you watch this movie, guys, you're going to be sitting there laughing out loud the whole time. It's funny.
But we literally said that's not what it's
No, you, like. Oh. But as a movie, so you said this.
Okay.
So as a movie reviewer, I think Mike D might be the most worst movie reviewer ever because he can't get the words right.
Okay, go ahead. Why? What happened? You watched it?
I watched it.
The holdovers, and it was. What did you think of the movie?
At the very beginning, it was super slow.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this got nominated for Best Picture.
And also, there's no laughing.
There's nothing to laugh about.
Right.
Nothing to laugh about. It was sad. It was depressing. It was lonely. It was dark.
The whole movie or just the beginning?
The whole movie.
Oh.
Maybe not one laugh?
There was a couple laughs, but it wasn't like I would say, hey, you guys seen this movie? It's funny.
I wouldn't say that either, but it did list it as a comedy. I looked. What, do you have audio here?
Yeah, this is Mike D saying it's funny.
Oh, okay, go ahead. I've seen it.
It's funny.
It's really good.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
I gotta write this down.
Mike said,
under his breath, he said it's funny, and you took it.
Yeah, it's but no.
Well, okay, what'd you think of the movie, though?
Fantastic.
It's great, right? It's awesome.
It was great. But Mike, if you're going to be the movie reviewer, you can't say the movie is funny.
But
when
there are funny parts, and funny is subjective.
And he wasn't reviewing the movie. He was just commenting on the conversation.
It's got to be somewhat funny if it's listed as a comedy.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, that is kind of weird,
humorous
though.
Premise.
Huh?
Right.
So the concept is funny?
Old crotchety instructor at a private school has to stay during Christmas to watch over kids that can't go home.
That's kind of funny.
Right.
No, it sounds funny.
It's really good, though.
But it's really...
Yeah, holdovers. What do you give it?
I give it... 4.5
Good.
Out of 5 bottles of Jim Beam.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Mm. All right. It's good, though. You guys should watch it this weekend if you have a few minutes.
Okay.
All right, let's go over now and get in Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why was the rabbit always telling jokes?
Why?
Because he thought he was so funny.
That was the Morning Corny.
Is that not like, funny like the movie?
That's like toddler. I like jokes for toddlers.
You almost have to say, like, he's so funny.
He's so funny.
He's so funny.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision, from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar's nest.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
All right, coming in from the Hyundai Green Room right now is our buddy Chris Stapleton. Broken Halos monster. Broken Halos. He's up for 3 awards at the 66th annual Grammy Awards coming up. Doing those shows with George Strait and Little Big Town. He is the voice of Monday Night Football from Kentucky. What else is there to say about this guy?
He can sing.
That we don't know and adore and love. Coming into the studio now, here he is. Oh, there he is. Come on in, Chris. Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
Friday morning conversation with
Chris Stapleton. Good to see you, buddy. What's your hat there? That's Nashville?
Nashville Sounds.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think that's what I'm wearing. Is it blue and red?
Right there. On it. There we go. Boom. Nashville Sounds?
I think so.
You a big baseball guy?
I like baseball, yeah.
I used to be a big baseball guy, and I'm still kind of a baseball guy, but baseball's kind of too slow now. They play too many games. 162 games? I can't keep up with enough to be a big...
Well, they changed the rule, though.
The pitch clock.
Yeah, and that speeds it up.
But it's still 162 games.
You don't have to watch all of them.
I do, because I'm going to bet them.
No.
So I got to watch them all. What about football? You watch a lot of football?
No, I mean, I don't watch a lot of sports, period. I like to go to games.
What's your favorite kind of game to go to?
A good one.
Yeah?
any sport, it doesn't matter. You know, if it's a good game, a slow game that's, kind of sloppy play, I don't want to see that. But I want to see guys, getting after it.
What about coaching? Would you ever coach?
No.
Your kids? Ever?
No.
You wouldn't coach any 7-8-year-old?
I'm a terrible teacher. I'm a terrible coach. I don't think I could do any of that.
Why? I feel like you're a warm person. You write lyrics. You know what to say. Why don't you feel like you never assistant coached?
No, couldn't do it.
No patience?
I have patience. I just don't have the skill to teach. It's a real skill. It's like a talent.
It's not. Eddie coaches kids.
Yeah, 9-year-old basketball.
Yeah, dude never played a game in his life.
Yeah. I do it.
He thinks the ball is square.
Yes, but do they get better?
Yeah.
Yeah, we won a few games. Just a few.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of it also has to do with I work on the weekends a lot. So,
yeah.
And time. a lot of those things happen on the weekends.
Yeah, the great thing about working on the weekends is if you want to drop your kids off of school, you could probably do that. And think about that for artists. Like, you guys are able to have a somewhat normal and an abnormal life. Like, that would be pretty nice. Because you're gone every weekend.
Not every weekend. I mean, you try to adjust that to where you're not.
But like my life, I got to wake up at 3:00 in the morning. It sucks.
I don't know.
No, I do. It sucks, Chris. I think you didn't hear me.
What time are you done?
10 p.m.
10 p.m. Well, okay. And you have to go to bed at what time?
10 p.m.?
10 p.m.?
Yeah. I mean, I just work all day, all night.
Yeah.
I don't have any kids yet, though.
Right.
So
I have 5, so you and I have nothing to talk about.
Let me ask you a couple questions about me then, because eventually we're going to have kids.
Right.
What's fun about them?
There's lots of stuff that's fun about them.
Because I feel like it's they're just taking up time. Like, what's fulfilling about
them? Easy, man.
Don't play this bad.
I don't have any kids, right? Yeah. I'm literally asking you a question. You have 5 kids. But What do I do? You just always got to take care of them. I've been very selfish my whole life. I've lived by myself and I get married till 40 and I don't have any kids. But it just feels like, holy crap, once you have a kid, you don't even have a life anymore. True or false?
I think that's false. You have a different life.
Okay.
It's a different life. Your life is in a lot of ways dedicated to helping them become. Man,
I just feel like I'm too selfish for that.
I don't think you are. I think you probably have it. Like, you do a lot of charity work, right?
I do. I think a fear, too, is I didn't have a dad growing up. And,
right.
And I didn't have parents that were together.
Okay.
And my mom was out. I never saw models. I never saw parents.
Okay.
So maybe I feel like, maybe I'm just scared I'm going to be a terrible parent, and I'm using all of this as a cover for that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that could be true. That sounds like I'm not a therapist here, but this got real hard.
Play one. Play a therapist. Right? You got 5 kids. I'm scared to death. I'm going to be like my biological father but jump out.
Well, I mean, I think there's a wanting to be better than the parents that you had.
Yeah.
even if you had good parents, is if you start there, you're in a good spot.
Yeah, I think it just scares me. When somebody says they have two kids, I'm like, why? Like, why?
What other things scare you?
Heights.
Heights. I'm scared of heights. I got that one.
You ever jumped out of a plane?
No.
I did.
I wanted to.
I did.
You jumped out of a plane? See, you're scared of heights and you jump out of a plane.
I did it by myself. I drove up to the place by myself because I was scared to death and said, I want to jump out of a plane. And they thought I was like a suicide bomber or something. I was by myself going, I want to jump out of a plane. And so I went up with a family I didn't know and jumped out of a plane.
Did you do it because you were afraid of it?
Yes.
So by that logic, are you going to have kids just because you're afraid of it?
Not just because. I will have kids because I love my wife and she, and I think I do want to have kids. But if I jump out of the plane and I die, that's on me. If I bring a kid into the world and I suck, that's on them. You know?
It is. And, you know, listen, you're going to fail. We're all going to fail as parents.
That's
true. 100%. You can't be a perfected parent. And I think you have to allow yourself that. And then, you know, discuss it with your children, too. Like, you know, it's okay to apologize to your children. Say, hey, man, sorry, I was out of line there. And that's not something that we had as a generation, I don't think, before us or even particularly before,
right,
you know, our parents' generation. Like, but I think that's probably the healthiest way to handle it is allow yourself to be human in it. And your kids will see that and hopefully, you know, forgive you for your shortcomings and then really kind of adopt your strengths.
I'll have a kid. You jump out of a plane. We'll make the deal right here.
I don't think I'm allowed to jump. I don't think my life insurance allows me to jump out of a plane.
No, I'm playing.
Listen, I wanted to jump out of a plane at one point in time.
Why? What happened that made you not jump out?
I was young and single. You know, like, I just never did it. Bungee jumping. Have you done that one?
No.
No?
I feel like that's less safe than airplane. And
yeah, see, I got in line to do that one time.
Yeah.
One of those things on like a tower. And while I was in the line, it snapped on a guy.
No. No way.
I'm not kidding.
You are...
How many people in front of you?
Oh, maybe. I mean, it was a long line. It was maybe 25, 30 people.
But while you were there? Oh, my God.
I was in line and snapped on a guy. Now, they had the big cushion below because maybe this happens all the time. I don't know. But, you know, the guy landed in the thing, and he was fine. But that was the moment that I got out of line to do a bungee jump.
There's no way.
What's amazing is other people stayed in the line.
Because now what are the odds it's going to break, right?
Yeah, well, they're going to fix that. You
know? I'm out when it does that. Where do you find your joy, not work? Because we talk about work a lot and your music and your grade, you're the best, A+, king of the world. But like, what do you like that's not music related at all? Where you kind of find yourself? Yeah.
Well, I love my job and I love, you know, I would sit and play a guitar for enjoyment. And technically that's probably work, but it's also something I would just sit and do.
And it's probably something that since you love it, you've gotten really good at. That's what I tell people when I speak to them. It's like, hey, if you find something that you love to do, you'll naturally get better at it because you love to do it. So you're going to be doing it so much.
Right. You know, but just make your vacation your vocation kind of thing, you know. But definitely guitar, but, you know, just spending time with the family and, you know, being around my kids and watching them, you know, doing whatever they want to do. You know, if it's playing video games or, you know, building Legos with them or drawing pictures or whatever that is, you know, that those things I enjoy quite a bit.
Can you draw? Are you a pretty good artist?
No, I mean, I'm okay. I'm not, you know, I draw a mean cartoonish stegosaurus, I'll tell you that.
Is that from having to draw a stegosaurus?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not from like natural ability.
Yeah, my oldest children, when they were younger, they used to want to draw dinosaurs all the time. They're like, oh, here, so I'm looking up pictures of dinosaurs, trying to figure out how to draw dinosaurs.
Did you know Eddie thought that dinosaurs were not real?
Until recently. I thought it was just like Greek mythology, you know, like, oh yeah, they roamed the earth. Cool.
He's got four kids, by the way.
But now I do believe, Chris, they are real.
Hold on, I'm going to have to process.
Yes, exactly. Same thing. College degree, educated, four kids.
What did college?
Sam Houston State.
Okay.
Did not believe in dinosaurs.
Did they believe in dinosaurs there?
Well, we never talked. I mean, you don't go to college and talk about dinosaurs.
You didn't take like a geology class or, you know, something like that?
Nope. And I remember going, Chris, to the museum and seeing like prints or whatever. Like, oh, that's cute. Like, they're making that up. I don't know.
It's like Zeus to him.
Yeah, exactly.
He thought the T-Rex was like Zeus.
I mean, well, Zeus is not in the Museum of Natural History. I mean, maybe right. He is. I don't know.
No, I've changed my mind, Chris. I believe in him.
Smithsonian or something. I'm having a hard time with this.
No, we did too. We did too for a long time. Yeah. We thought he was kidding, but he really didn't know enough about them to think that they were real.
You sure this is not like an Andy Kaufman thing?
Where it is not
perpetuating the myth that he didn't believe in
it
dinosaurs.
Is not. It is not. I thought so too for a while. Is it true that you have a specific car that you've had with you forever and that you play guitar in the same old guitar, same car, and that's what you go to the studio with every time you go?
Not the car, no.
I was reading Urban Legends about you, and that was the thing that you had.
Good luck.
An old,
there's a lot of weird ones.
So that's not true at all?
No. I mean, I've got the Jeep that's on the interior of the Traveler cover, and I drive that, you know, that Jeep, and, you know, it's not necessarily for, it's not like a ritual.
And it's not one from like your age 17 that you've had the whole time you refused to get out of. That's the legend.
No.
Dang. I need to start legends about me.
Let's hear. Come on, I want some legends.
I want to start untrue legends.
Legend. This is untrue true.
Yeah, like largest scrotum ever, and it would be like.
How is that a legend?
Well, it's not true, but it was like I was known for that.
Is that the first thing that popped in your mind to make it that you wanted to be an untrue legend about yourself?
I think so, Chris.
Yeah. You're in that boy band.
Yeah. Oh, I do have one. Oh, I was in O-Town.
Yeah.
Okay.
You remember that? I want it all, nothing at all.
Not really, but...
I was in a boy band, O-Town.
Okay. How'd you do?
They kicked me out.
They kicked you out?
Mm-hmm. And that is an urban legend about me.
I think you should keep that one rolling.
Yeah, I do too. I've never lost paper, rock, scissors in my life.
Never once. That's pretty good.
I learned to look in people's eyes and I can beat them. I know where they're going to go with it.
You're like, you know, World Series of Poker, but with...
I've never lost. Rocks I've never lost 2 out of 3. I've lost 1 out of 3, but I've never lost 2 out of 3. Not in the last 10 years, which is crazy. And so people will come and play me all the time, and I play, and I never lost. It's crazy. So that's another one that's not true.
Okay. I was just checking. But I've made, so you were selling it right then. I was believing.
But you went from never lost to just lost every once in a while to...
No. 1 out of 3 is not... It's like the World Series. You can lose 3 games.
Yeah, but you're still losing.
He's calling a match 2 out of 3, right?
Yeah. It's like winning Wimbledon.
Do you prefer 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 5?
Two out of three. 2 out of 3.
I think I like 3 out of 5.
Let me ask you about music because we're going to just talk like this forever. I got to get some music
out of it. That's what the people want.
I know. Some do, but some will be like, you had one of the greatest artists of our lifetime in and you didn't even talk about music. So I'm going to do a little bit of this. Whenever someone asks you to be on a song, would you rather them ask you to play guitar on a song or to sing on a song?
I would rather ask them to...
Or they would ask you to
I
be
would
on.
Rather them ask me to be in on it from the beginning.
As in the creation, production-wise, or
all
the
way,
yeah,
that's what I would prefer. But you know, depending on who they are and what the song is, and those are different scenarios. You know, like I do like to play guitar, but also, I find out the older I get, the more I really want to be in on the creation of things.
Well, I'm gonna let
that's
you
what I want.
I'm going to let you in on a song that I'm working on. I haven't even started yet, but it's the hardest sing-along ever.
Okay.
And it's called Plural Rural Murals. And it's, you're driving through the, no one will write this with me. You're driving through the country, and there's a lot, you're looking everywhere, and they're everywhere. So plural, more than one.
Uh-huh.
Rural, because it's the country.
Thanks for explaining
and
what plural
And there are murals, yes. So we're driving
really
through.
I appreciate that.
And it's like, all right, everybody sing along, and it's about plural rural murals. And the thing is, you can't. It's hard to sing it. So
right.
If you're man of your word, you just got in early on that one.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Okay.
Did you just come up with that?
I know. I've been thinking about it for a long time.
You've been thinking about plural rural murals for
the hardest
a long
sing-along
time?
Ever. I want to write the hardest sing-along ever that's funny and catchy, but it's like the chorus.
Would the verses be just as tongue-tied?
They don't have to be, but
I think they should be.
First verse should probably be setting it up, and then you do the chorus, and then the tongue ties in the second verse because now you know the joke. And then the bridge.
Just Billy Joel. Just do like a bunch of.
No, everybody, well, come on.
Yeah, just name a bunch of things that rhyme in ways that are hard to say, and then that's the chorus. You know, it doesn't have to make sense.
I don't feel like that's enough to be considered a writer, so you don't give no percentage on that one.
Are you calling Billy Joel not a writer?
Nope. So, I'm moving. I did not call him off. I did not say. So, White Horse is interesting because you wrote that song originally for the
It was a Lone Ranger film. Yeah.
Lone Ranger.
I mean, loosely. I walked in to write with Dan Wilson, and he's like, "Hey, they're looking for songs." Neither one of us necessarily, I don't think, had like an in to the Lone Ranger film. He had just heard that they were looking for songs for it, and it sounded like a good idea. And sometimes you just need a catalyst, you know, in a session like that to write something. And so that was our catalyst that day. It was like, hey, well, let's write. What would a Lone Ranger movie song be? And that's what this was.
When you write a song, do you send it off and let it be free and, you know, the people that pick the songs, Or do you go, this is one I think is a real, as a single, we should run with this one? Or do you feel like they're all singles and you let those people do that?
It's probably a little bit of both. I think Damon and the folks over at Universal would say we have discussions about it, and sometimes I make them uncomfortable, and sometimes they make me uncomfortable. And somewhere in the middle of that, we arrive on what the path is. And I think this was not an obvious thing to go with, probably.
That's why I ask about that question about this song, because, again, there's no context of Lone Ranger. It's just this is Chris's new song, The White Horse.
Right.
So,
well, and there shouldn't be. You know, that movie, you know, it shouldn't be, really. That has nothing to do with it, that movie, really, mm-hmm. other than that's the story of how the song came to be.
Yeah.
You know, as far as picking it for a single, I do like to be, for lack of a better word, disruptive, you know, like, and do things that are maybe a little harder to sell or maybe different enough.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Why would I do that, or why do I want to do that?
No, why would you do that? Do you ever pick one that you think will be, yeah, this one sounds like a traditional radio single? Because you do constantly put out songs that go number one that don't sound like other songs that have gone number one.
Well, I think that's the only thing that you can have to differentiate yourself from something that sounds like everything else.
You have songs on your albums. I'm a big fan, by the way. Bobby here, big fan. Thank you.
Hey, nice to meet you, Bobby.
Thank you. Bobby, Washington Post. Yeah. You have songs that are definitely more radio, we'll call it radio friendly, that don't hit the radio as singles. And some of your songs that don't feel like they would be radio singles hit radio and then become a single. Like, it's almost like you're picking harder songs just so you can do it for the sake of it, because that's who you are.
Well, I mean, you may be giving me too much credit that I'm picking them wholly. But there's definitely a discussion around it, and I have opinions in it. But, you know, sometimes it's like, all right, well, if you guys think that's what we should do, let's do that. Or sometimes I'm like, well, I think we should do this. I know that's going to be difficult for you and mm-hmm. may only make it to number 16, but let's do that, because I think that I'm always trying to look for things that represent the album. And if you can represent out the album over the course of putting singles out on the album, I think that is for what I like, you know, the thing that would draw people to the album and go, oh, well, that's different. Maybe I'll go check out what else is on the album. And that's always my goal. And I think that is probably a different mentality than other people have than when they just want the biggest hit they can have.
When you're writing songs as your day job and you're going, you know, 5 days a week and you're Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, sometimes two times a day.
I don't do that anymore.
But you did, because you have like 170 cuts, right? So there for years you're writing a bunch.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I first got to town, I would write two and three times a day.
But how do you keep coming up with new ideas? Because it's almost like a new way to say the same thing. Like do you sometimes, if it didn't work before, do you try that same idea again in a different way?
I don't like to recycle myself necessarily, but there are certainly, you know, things that you can lean into technique-wise that makes sense. You know, I know how this song goes, you know, like.
Do you get writer's block coming up with ideas?
I'm sure I probably do. I don't necessarily think of it as that. They'll either come when they come or they don't. And, you know, when you're doing the thing where you go in and you're working, you know, as a, like a blue collar, working it like a songwriter would, you go in and you work it like a job and you go in, and even if you don't have anything that day, 9 times out of 10, your co-writer has something. Or you sit there, if you go someplace with a purpose to do something, I think you get really good at turning that thing on. You know, like, so I have no problem walking into a room and going, oh, let's write a song. And I'm a big strum and hum guy, too. So I start from a melody. I start from the musical side of things a lot more than I would start from a lyrical side of things anyway. And then I would find words in a melody. You know, I'd start humming nonsense until a word popped out. And, all right, well, what does that mean in the context of what this song is? And then you try to form an idea around that. But, you know, and I've also walked in and a co-writer has handed me an entire lyric and said, hey, I don't have a melody for this. You know, it can be that, or the converse can be true. Someone would walk in with this wholly formed melody and go, I need lyrics over top of this. You know, it can go any number of ways, and you have to be open to doing it any way that presents itself that day. And so I don't worry about ideas. I don't worry about running out of ideas, because chances are, if you have an idea, it's already been done some way anyway. So I don't have any notions that we're reinventing or coming up with wholly original things all the time, because you just can't do that.
I don't have a melody for plural rural murals.
Okay. What
so
are you thinking?
Just think, I'm not. I have
the shuffle?
I have the lyric. No, it's more of like a, it's more like soul, like something that Stapleton would do. But I haven't been,
I don't know.
I've been thinking
about it. Feels like a shuffle
it.
To me.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means, a shuffle.
Yeah, what does
but
that mean?
I don't know. Just, sometimes I just nod and say stuff. You know? How'd you get involved
Come
with
Come on, man. This is a country music show. You can know what a shuffle is.
Well, I know like the timing of a shuffle.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Like a waltz and a shuffle. Yeah. 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 I know that.
It's a shuffle.
Okay. Well, I know how to shuffle cards.
Yeah. Are you good at it?
Oh, yeah. My grandma taught me how to gamble when I was 6 years old.
You're mean at it.
I used to cheat a lot.
Yeah.
My grandma.
Can you stack a deck?
I can go under from under pretty quick without anybody noticing, but I haven't in a long time.
Yeah.
But I used to in college, I would cheat and make, that's how I made a lot of money, was cheating in cards. And then I played poker for a long time. I would go to Vegas every weekend. Won a big tournament once. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. You know how to do it.
And then I had to stop cold turkey because all I was doing was consumed in cards. Doyle Brunson books, odds. I was just, everything I did was doing this show and reading about cards. So I stopped. What are you obsessed with? Knives?
I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with them. Guitars, probably. Yeah.
More guitars or knives?
Oh, guitars. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
amplifiers, gear, you know, anything that can be made useful in creating music. Even if it's in the most wild, weird way, you know.
What do you mean wild, weird?
Like, oh, just like buying a 1970s drum machine or something, you know, something weird or not. Instruments I can't even play, drums, you know. Like, I'll buy things that I can't even play just to see if I can make them lead to something.
Like creatively, sometimes you'll find something that'll give you a sound or a texture and that can take you somewhere else.
100%, yeah.
That's pretty cool. What instrument do you think would help you do plural rural murals? Exactly. You don't know yet. Too much. It's over
Let
your head.
Let me think about it.
Yeah, it's over your head. Okay, look. I got two final questions for you. You know I love you. So I got two final questions for
you.
I keep you here all day. Yeah. You are known as a prolific songwriter now and guitar player, but I'm going to ask you to put that back on somebody else. Have you ever been in the room, and it could be one of your buddies, it could be somebody you wrote with the first time, that had a concept or a lyric that you were just like, oh my God, that is awesome.
Yes, pretty much every time I rhyme with somebody.
What comes to mind is one of the last times that happened?
Once again, I've co-written with somebody maybe once in the last 2 years. So I don't do a lot of that anymore.
Well, what about one of your hits from 5 years ago? Somebody gives you like a great lyric inside of it.
Well, I mean, most of the time when that happens, it would have been with Mike Henderson, who's no longer with us, but he was a poet, you know, and I would walk into that a lot in that room.
And just be blown away?
Yeah, just like, well, okay, yeah. I'm my function in that room most of the time was to make up a melody.
Do you get tagged or people want to always show you people singing Tennessee Whiskey? I would assume everywhere
not a lot. I mean, people will send it to me when they're in some place that they don't think that they're going to hear it. Like somebody would be in Mexico and send a mariachi band playing it, or something. Which is awesome.
That's fun.
You know?
Yeah. That's like that song. When I was on Idol too, everybody would try to sing. You have made that song just ubiquitous in all of music.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that gets to you because you're in it, but man, it's even from all the shows and musical and this, everybody wants to sing that song all the time where it's like, cool, that's good, but let's stop.
Like, yeah, it's come to the point. I mean, I'm sure it's become
Etta James at Last. They do that too a lot.
Yeah,
like great song, but when so many people sing it,
yeah, well, it's hard, you know. Like Willie Nelson's "Crazy" is another song like that. That I'm not saying
it's not Willie or the quite. Song, but it's the people that keeps in every version of it.
And
yes.
There's so many versions of songs right. Like. Sometimes, you know, and sometimes they're done too. Like, you don't need to do them. But there's always somebody that can, you know, bring something to it. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's always, I mean, and I think the real challenge when you have a song that becomes that recognizable or fun for people to sing, the challenge becomes what can you bring to it? And it's almost like some kind of game for people, for singers almost. You know, like, I'm going to put this on it. And I don't know.
Do you ever not want to sing that song anymore?
No. Why would I not want to sing that song anymore?
I don't know, because you sang it so many times.
I mean, I've sung a lot of songs, but a lot of times. That song is the reason that you're sitting there talking to me right now, for the most part.
No, you were on before that. We had you on before.
That's true. That's true. You did, but that's the reason that you continue to talk to me. In a lot of ways.
I'm in love with you. That's why I continue to talk to you because I'm in love with you.
You have a lot of people on this show that sometimes, and I probably was in this category at one point, where, and forgive me if not knowing how it works, but I think you probably have to have them on because they have a current single out or.
I used to have to do that. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
I don't have to do anything. Really, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do anymore.
Okay.
Every once in a while, like a client thing, but mostly it's like.
Yeah. Well, but also sometimes it's a relationship thing, I'm sure, mm-hmm. where it's like, hey, I got my guy here. Bring him on. This is the new act. She's really good. I think you should check it out. And you have to roll the dice on those things sometimes, I think. And that's one of the strengths of this show, I think, is you bring people on that nobody's ever heard of, which I was one of those people at some point.
Megan Maroney covered What Are You Listening To? You played that on the show before. Have you heard her version?
I don't think I have.
My God. It's awesome. It's like that song was so good. I was always so disappointed that wasn't that first song. Because that song, I loved it.
I think everything worked out like it was supposed to. It's all good.
Do you believe in that? Do you believe in everything working out like it's supposed to?
I do. Even, you know, but particularly in the times that you're frustrated, thinking that something's supposed to be, I don't understand. This is a good whatever. I mean, it applies to any part of life. I think, you know, when things aren't working out like you think they should and you've done all the things that you think you're supposed to do to get the result that you think you're supposed to get, and it's just not lining up. I think if you can take a deep breath in those moments and go, all right, well, there's a reason none of this is lining up. I don't know what it is at this moment. I can't see it. I'm not happy about it. but move on with time and keep on pushing. And eventually you get to a place where you're like, oh, the reason that this didn't happen is because this other thing needed to happen.
And that's like Marcus Aurelius, like Meditations, the book. He just gave the whole book right there. And also it's like, that's why he hasn't taken plural murals. There's got to be a real reason. There must be a really good artist.
I mean, I've been thinking about it the whole time. Okay. I do think it's a shuffle.
Okay. Well, let me know. Because I just don't have the melody. But okay, Chris, last question. When are you doing more music?
When am I doing more music?
Yeah.
I just put a record
in November. I know. But that's like, I've listened to it a lot. I still like it. But I'm saying, you know, there's higher. Are you going to do lower?
I hadn't thought about it until now. But, you know, no, that's not a real thought currently. There wasn't any thought and carrying that on through into something. But
is anything recorded right now?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Then, okay.
I mean, listen, all records have things that are recorded that don't exist in a commercial way.
But new that have happened since for a new something, nothing exists?
No.
Okay. All right. That's good. We're done then. I'm done with them. Anybody else good?
I'm good.
All right. Chris, congratulations. I love when you come around.
Man, thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome. You guys heard of this guy, Chris Stapleton?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, good to see you. There he is. Chris Stapleton, Chris, everybody. All-American Roadshow back out. So go check it out. He's got a bunch of great acts. The Warren Treaty, freaking love him.
Awesome.
Alan Stone, love him. I could go through the whole list. You have great taste.
Well, my wife has great taste because she is always the front. You know, she's the tip of the spear on steering some of the opener stuff. So she's the discovery person in our house. I listen to the music that I listen to when I'm 17 a lot, you know, or guys that are dead, you know. But that's a good combo, you know.
Sounds dark, man.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to go there. All right, there he is. Chris Stapleton, everybody. Nice job. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Don't say these phrases to your partner no matter how angry you get. That's the head. This article by BOLDE Boldy. So they list 10 things you should not say to your partner regardless of how mad you get. And it's a tough situation to be feeling emotional and you're reacting and not responding. And it doesn't have to be your partner. You fight with anybody. It's tense. You say things sometimes you don't mean, just as a weapon. But let's go through the list. Be honest if you ever say it, okay?
Okay.
You're just like your parent. Yes. If I said that to my wife, she'd be like, she'd say, thank you. Mm-hmm. And now if I said that to her, that'd be a compliment. So I would never use that one because our parents are awesome.
Oh,
you're just like your parent. Oh. Awesome? Yeah. Then we make out. That'd be a compliment. But you, do you ever say that? Have you ever said that in a way that wasn't positive?
Yes.
And what are you referring to?
Just, what do you mean, like, specifically? I'm not going to say that.
Well, no, like, what trait?
Just something that her parent does. And I'm like, you're acting like you're...
Got it.
I say, you're just like your mom.
Because her mom is?
Careful.
Correcting. Like she'll be visiting and I'll do something. She's like, oh, you shouldn't do it that way. And I'm like...
Got it.
And then my wife will be like, oh, we're okay. And then they leave. And my wife said, you shouldn't do it that way. I said, you are exactly like your mom right now.
And how does she react to that?
She's like, I'll work on that.
Oh, she says that?
That's good.
She listens to Big Daddy? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've had that said to me.
You're just like your parent?
Yeah, and it was frustrating because I could say that about my mom. But then when somebody else says it about my mom, like comparing me to her, I'm like suddenly like, what are you saying about my mom? And then all of a sudden, what are you saying about me? But
yeah,
the next one is so harsh. I would never even think to say it.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
I wish I never met you.
No.
What?
No.
Like, when I'm arguing, I'll say stuff it's a game. It's a strategy. It's a battle. But I would never say I wish I never met you.
I've said that to my parents, but not my wife.
What? To your parents?
Oh, yeah, never met you.
You have no choice to meet them.
I know, but it was like so frustrating, you know? You're like, I wish I didn't know you.
Really?
Yeah. Were you an adult?
Nah, that's when I was a kid.
Okay. Oh, I was gonna say, yeah. That doesn't feel like an adult thing. Really,
that was yesterday, guys.
All right, the next one. You always or you never? And I do that. I do that all the time.
Always.
All the time.
Always.
I mean, you're doing it right now, you too.
Yes.
Always.
I always do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that, but also know that you shouldn't do it.
Both. Because I go, you always do it. She's like, don't say always, because you know I don't always do anything.
But she always.
I said, but you always do this too, where you tell me not to do always. And then she's like, what?
Yeah.
I throw her off the scent a little bit.
It's a no-win, dude.
I don't know. Yeah. The next one. You're overreacting.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. Yes.
Yep.
Constantly.
You and I'm probably the one, say that?
Yeah. And I'm probably the one overreacting, but I'm like, no, you're overreacting. Don't worry, it's not a big deal. And she's like, well, to me, it is
you're
a big deal.
You're not validating their feelings when you say that.
I know I'm wrong.
Amy, there's no reason for you. No, we're all wrong.
We're not saying we're right, but I always tell her, you're always overreacting.
Oh, you're always overreacting.
I say that double.
Wow.
The worst is that here we go. You're overreacting again.
You never are rational.
I say you're rational too.
If I would have never met you, you'd never overreacted always.
All of them.
Slap her with all of them. Yeah, I did that one. This one?
Uh-oh.
Never.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't even think. Again, this one popped into my head to say, you're so hard to love.
No.
That's weird.
Right, that's quirky. No, you're hard to love.
Do you think it could be said kind of two ways of like, you're hard to love, like negative, or like you're hard to love because you don't let.
I think she could say that to me, and I would not be mad, and I would understand. But my wife is not hard to love. I think I could be hard to love sometimes because I do not understand how to accept it or at times reciprocate it healthily.
Right.
But I think I wouldn't get that upset at that because I am.
I think it just depends how it's said.
I would never say that. I would never say you're hard to love.
Me neither, but.
The next one, I don't care anymore. Oh, yeah.
Oh, all the time. All the time.
Who doesn't say that?
And only say that about things I care anymore about.
Yep.
If I say I don't care anymore, you know I really care.
So true.
Next one. Why can't you be more like ...
Oh, my wife does that to me.
Oh.
Be like who?
She compares me to me? Yeah. Lunchbox. She compares me to like other dads. Like, she'll be like, well, other dads do this. And I'm like, no, I'm not other dads.
Do you ever say, why can't you be more like...
Never. No, I wouldn't. I know better than to compare her to someone else.
But she compares you to other dads?
Yes. Well, she just says like other dads do that. And I'm like, well, go
Is
marry
it a
them.
Time thing? Oh, you say go marry them?
Yeah, well, then go marry those dads then.
What in the world?
How about this is all your fault?
Yeah.
No, I don't say that.
I might, but in a way that isn't so on the nose.
You rephrase it?
Mm-hmm.
Like how? Like how, Bones?
Well, we're only here because of you.
Dang.
That's the same thing.
Like, we're only in this situation because of you?
I think. I'm just trying to be honest here. I feel like I unfairly could say that kind of thing. Like, okay, but we're fighting right now because of you.
Oh, yeah. I could see you saying that.
You need to shut your hole because I feel like you're sitting over there just shooting your little pew-pews at me.
No, I'm not.
I mean, you are. You're playing little video games.
Pew-pew-pew.
Like Duck Hunt.
True.
Do you ever do this is all your fault?
Oh, yeah. Like, if we're late somewhere, and then she's like, why are we always late? And I'm like, this is your fault.
I can hear you saying that.
Got her.
Like, you're the one that was doing this, or this, not getting ready. Like, this is your fault.
The phrases you should never say, these next ones are hardcore. There's two more.
Uh-oh.
No one's going to admit to saying this, and you probably haven't said this. I haven't said this. I hate you.
I hate you.
No.
What about to your parents when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
I wish I had a parent to say that to.
My daughter told me the other day, talking to me is pointless.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's different, though.
I feel that, though. Yeah, she's got a point. You like that? You like that? Feels
no.
When somebody comes at you?
Hey, maybe you should be more like Bobby and listen to her.
No, I was listening. It was over text, and we were trying to set up a time to have a conversation about what she wanted to talk about, but I didn't want to set her expectations. Like, I already know the answer, but I would like to hear her out. And then she said...
Why would you say you already know the answer, though?
Because the answer... That's
not being open-minded.
Just say you want to hear her out.
I do want to hear her out.
Pew, pew.
I do want to hear her out, but I didn't want her going into it. I kind of laid out some reasons why I was saying what I was saying. I want to give her reasons. And then I guess she read the reasons as, even though I said, we're still going to have a talk, I want to hear where you're coming from. Her response was not to be rude, but this, like... we just don't even need to have the talk because talking to you is pointless.
I think what she meant to say was talking to you about this and trying to convince you to change your mind is pointless.
Yeah, I know. It was
not in the moment.
I remember saying stuff like that to my mom, so I get it. I just
she wasn't wrong, though.
What?
She just said you weren't going to change your mind.
Well.
So the conversation was pointless.
It's not pointless for me to hear where she's coming from.
Hashtag justice versus Shira.
Shoot. It's not pointless for me to hear where she's coming from.
Number 10, the final one, you're useless.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I'd only say that once if I ever did.
Yeah, and that's the last time.
And I'd be dead. That's hardcore.
Lunchbox, useless. You
say? No, not that I can remember.
No, that's like, you don't even respect it. That I never get to a point in an argument where I just lose respect for the person completely. Yeah.
Right. But, like, I mean, she has use.
I say, excuse me.
Stop.
No, she does. She has use. So I can't really say that she's useless. I mean, there's just.
Like she cooks dinner.
She does cook dinner.
Gosh.
And laundry and stuff.
Okay.
Laundry. Yeah. I mean, what else?
Yeah, that is like you are fighting to the extreme and you have just. It's probably
that's a new level. And you, yeah. I do say you always or you never. I do say you're overreacting. I do say I don't care anymore. I think those are the three.
But on there, it doesn't say you're not allowed to say you're irrational, so I say that.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, so I mean,
they say you're not acting rational right now.
Right.
And it's hard for me to be rational with someone who's being irrational.
Mm.
And she's like, but what if you're being irrational and you just can't tell I'm being irrational because you're irrationality? And I'm like, God dang it, why do you? Good point.
You want to say something, Amy? Go ahead, take a shot.
No, I was just curious in, you know, hearing all those, you shouldn't say them to partners or friends or at work or whatever, but do you ever say any of those things to yourself?
Yeah, everyone. I say all those to myself every day.
All of them?
In the mirror, it's how I get ready for work.
See?
You're useless!
I hate you!
Right, but it's like, well, we shouldn't say them to others, so we shouldn't say them to ourselves either.
I need that motivation. All I try to prove me wrong every day.
Okay.
Yeah, you're ugly! That's why your parents left!
Oh, no.
Oh, well, sorry. Oh, anyway. All right. There was a story about Snoop Dogg and that OnlyFans offered him $100 million if he were to get on and do what people do on OnlyFans, which is show their...
Thanks.
their stuff.
$100 million? I thought it was only $10
million. No, it was $100 for Snoop.
$100 million.
And he said it...
Dollars.
He didn't mind it, but his wife was like, no. So we had a discussion on this show. We lowered the price to $10
million. Oh!
And we were like, would our partners, our spouses, would they be cool if we did OnlyFans for... But that means you have to like send videos of yourself doing naked stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So Lunchbox was the only one who said his wife would be cool with it. So you went home to her.
Yeah, and I was like, there's no doubt. My wife, she sees that much money. There's no doubt. She's like, go for it.
All right, here we go.
Let's say they were going to pay me $10 million.
Whoa, okay, that's fine.
So I could do full nudes?
Yes, for $10 million and not a penny less.
Okay, let's say, I mean, this hadn't happened yet, but could. The adult film industry calls and they say, hey, we want you to be, you know, Forrest Hump. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And they want to pay me $10
million. And you're going to be doing things by yourself?
No, I'll be with a chick.
Oh, no.
For $10 million, though, but I'm acting.
This is so dumb. I said you could do OnlyFans.
I know, but that OnlyFans is gone. So you said no, like I'm the pool boy.
If you're the pool boy and someone's just spying on you, fine. But if there's any other... action, then no.
What if it's a dude?
You're still doing it with somebody else.
Oh,
I thought maybe the dude, though, she wouldn't think you were doing it and it wasn't pleasurable.
Listen, I mean, her last two answers shocked me.
Really?
Like, she developed some kind of feelings that I never knew she had.
She'd let you do stuff by yourself. She just doesn't want anybody else in the mix.
Yeah, I just thought, no matter what, she'd be like, $10 million? Like, that sets us up for life.
So but if they offered you $10 million, to do, let's say, an adult film.
Oh, we would have
and your wife said no. Would you go do it anyway?
Yeah.
And get the money and then just be like, that's showbiz, baby. I did it for us.
That's right.
What?
And I'd funnel like $2 million to her account and be like...
Funnel? No, you just give it to her. You don't have to funnel.
And be like, oh, I inherited it. Someone left me in their will.
Oh, wait. But she'd... No. She'd find out.
Oh, then I'd still do it.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying.
Because
she'd get over it.
Because somebody would see it and go...
Oh, that's Forrest Hump. That looks like Lunchbox.
That's Gibbles.
They'd be like, "That's that hairball, that's Lunchbox."
I don't know that it's as simple as she'll get over it.
Oh, she would.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it may take a month or two. That's fine.
But $10 million?
Exactly.
Right.
Would you leave her, though, and do
I mean,
it?
That would be a serious discussion.
What about your children?
I'd still see my kids.
Of course. Of course.
I mean, I could probably buy custody.
You what?
Oh, wow. That's not
I don't
how
think
it works.
That's how it works.
$2 million says it does.
Yeah, man, millions.
Who'd you buy it from?
Her.
Oh, you would just pay her more to give it to you. But But she would...
She would still get to see him.
Hold on, but if you got married and made that money, that's her half her money, too.
I don't know. If you have separate accounts, I think the judge looks at it differently.
I think the judge probably doesn't.
But that actually is an interesting question.
I hear you, but I'm just saying if he makes it while they're married, she has the rights to that, too.
Yeah. Now it's getting complicated.
Because like he only gets to go work because she's taking care of the kids at home.
Yeah.
By work.
But I'll tell the judge she did not want me to do this. So she was against this work.
Oh, that's a good one.
So then he'll give her all of it. Oh. That's just a lesson in life.
But I am, she's all good for OnlyFans, but I was shocked she said no to the other two.
Do you think she was just saying no because she knew she was being recorded and secretly she might let you for $10 million?
Probably.
Okay.
Oh, wait, would you let her do something like that?
Yeah, for $10 million? Yeah, okay. Go ahead. I know she's coming home to daddy.
For $1
million. Still
no. $1 million, no, because they tax that.
I thought she's coming home today.
Well, they tax $10 million too.
Yeah, but that's still millions. You're not a millionaire if they tax $1 million.
Okay, $1 million in cash, no tax.
I'm down.
You'd let her do it?
I'm down.
He just wants so badly to be a millionaire. Yeah,
that's right. That's 100%.
He wants to. Whatever I got to do to get there.
Whatever.
Whatever I got
to
do.
Whatever you got to do to get there.
Right.
All right.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sulphur Springs, Texas. A man saw a nice yellow Lamborghini. He's like, man, I want that car. And he stole that car. Drove it away. Drove it to his house. Parked it into his garage. No problem. Only problem is it has GPS on it.
Of course it does, yeah.
And so they knocked on his door a couple hours later. Like, hey, can we look in your garage? And there's a Lambo sitting there.
Did he say he needed a warrant?
I don't know if he said he needed a warrant, but he also had some tools to take off the VIN number so they think he was in a...
Of course.
A ring?
This wasn't just a random one time. He's never stolen anything. And also, you think you're going to get away with stealing a yellow Lamborghini? It's like stealing an ambulance. or the Wiener Mobile. You know, they're going to get you. Yeah. And if it's a really expensive car, it probably has some sort of GPS on it.
Yeah, but man, and Lambo looks good in his garage.
So you think it was worth it for the, I don't know, 20 minutes he had it?
Yeah, he got to drive a Lambo.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The guys on the show will bet on anything and everything. They look for reasons to bet money.
The guys on the show, including you.
Am I a guy on the show?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, there we go.
But the guys, it's Mike D and Eddie. They're betting on the Oscars, but within each other.
It's awesome.
So let's talk about the bet because Eddie hated Oppenheimer.
Hated it. I can't believe it's even up for Best Picture.
But it's up more than any other movie at the Oscars. And we're not a big Oscars show, but Movie Mike is, obviously. He's the man of movies. So you guys made a bet. You bet $20?
$20.
What is your bet?
My bet is that any other movie other than Oppenheimer wins.
Wins Best Picture?
Best Picture.
Okay.
Okay?
And did you guys do a
this is
like
where
a parlay.
This is where Cocky Mike came in.
Okay, go ahead.
Cocky Movie Mike comes in and says, "You know what? I even think that Oppenheimer will win Best Picture. He thinks that Cillian Murphy will win Best Actor
from Oppenheimer.
Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he also thinks that the Best Director is going to be Christopher Nolan of Oppenheimer. So he says if he hits all three of those, I have to pay him $100. And I said, I'll take it.
But if he misses any of those three, he pays you $20.
Correct.
See, Amy, this is what they do with their time off.
What do you think, Amy? Good bet?
Is it Cillian or Killian or whatever that Murphy guy's name is? I feel like he's getting a lot of praise.
Is Oppenheimer the darling of the movie?
Oh, yeah. Compared to all the other competition, it's just going to crush. Yeah. There's no way these can't win.
I'm with Mike D. Well, there is a way. I haven't seen it. Yeah.
There's no
Famous
way
these can't win. Famous last words are, because Eddie, you say there's no way the Cowboys will lose in the playoffs. The first round.
I said that a lot, actually. Yeah.
I watch the Oscars every single year, and there's never been a clear-cut winner as this year.
So do you have, how many bets do you guys have? Two bets or just one bet with all three?
It's just one bet.
$20 versus the 100.
Correct.
So if it hits all three, you have to pay Mike.
$100.
But if any of them miss, he has to pay Eddie $20.
Okay.
What do you think, Bones?
Would you take
the field?
I wouldn't bet against Movie Mike.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't.
That's his specialty.
Oh, no.
But I don't know, but I wouldn't bet against... I liked Oppenheimer. I didn't love it, but I liked Oppenheimer.
Hey, Mike, when you watch the Oscars, do you usually, predict the winner, and then does that happen?
Yeah, I do a whole episode where I predict them and then compare it.
Yeah, so what's your record? Movie Mike's movie podcast, Eddie.
I'm like 90%.
Wow.
Overall.
That's what he does, Eddie.
Oh, boy.
Give it a break. All right, we're done. Bye, everybody.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at betterhelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.